Bereshus Rav Weinberger, Le'ili Nishmas, Rav Kleini Mishkamen, Ben Rabbeinu Eli Melech. Baba Kama, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. The reason the Masechta is called Baba Kama is the Libud Rav Yosef Taisenta points out, Shem Rambam, that Kula Nezikin Chada Masechtahi, that the whole Nezikin, which is Baba Kama, Baba Metzi, and Baba Basra, is one long Masechta. That's Rav Yosef Shita, different than Rav Huna. Normally we do not hold like Rav Yosef. Here, the Rambam seems to hold like Rav Yosef, and Rav Yudan Nasi, obviously, when he's Masadad Mishnayis, he also has Baba Kama, Baba Metzi, and Baba Basra, seems also a Libud Rav Yosef. Arba Avos Nezikin. There are four Avos Nezikin. There are four types of Nezikin that are mentioned in the Torah. When we say Avos, that's the parent category. That means that there are Toldos. Toldos is a subcategory that are similar to the Avos, the parent category. Hashor Vabor Vahamava Vahever. So we're going to go Aliba de Shmuel. There's a Machlekes Rav and Shmuel de Gemara. So according to Shmuel, which is the way the Rav goes, when I say the Rav, that's Rabbeinu Avadya Bar Tanura. Hashor, shor is regel. That's when an animal damages while it walks. It tramples over something as it's walking. And a tolda of this would be, instead of stepping on something while it's walking, let's say its hair or its back or its saddle or something destroys something while it's walking. And one of the characteristics of regel is that it does not have benefit while it's trampling over something. It just happens to be trampling over it or destroying it. The habor, this is a pit. I'm just bringing it up because the Rav does. If a pit is 9 tfachim or less and it causes damage, the owner of the pit is chayiv. And if it's 10 tfachim and it kills, then the owner is chayiv also for killing the animal that fell into the boar. We'll go into that later. And the told of a boar, the Rav says, is instead of a pit, let's say a person leaves a knife or something in Rishus HaRabim, or he spits in Rishus HaRabim, and somebody slips and hurts themselves. That's also a told of boar. V'hamaveh, maveh is a lashon targum of nivu mitzponov, which is to reveal that which is hidden. Nivu is something that's hidden that gets revealed, and that's teeth. So this is what the Gemara calls shein. When an animal eats something, b'derech hana'ah, it's enjoying it. And a tolda is if an animal wants to scratch his back and causes damage by scratching his back and destroying something or relieving itself. That would be a tolda of mava. And finally, v'ahever. Hever is fire, is when a person lights a fire. A ruach mitsuya is what carries a fire and makes a fire spread. So a tolda of this would be if a person, let's say, leaves a knife on his roof where he knows that the wind is going to have it blow off and it goes and it damages. Now, there is one that we didn't talk about, which is keren, which was an animal gores. So that, Alibi de Shmuel, that's going to be brought in the end of the next Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't specifically say keren, an ox goring, but that we're going to learn soon. Mishnah continues, Lo harei ashor karei amava. The point of the mission now is to tell us why the Torah has to speak about all four, that you couldn't learn one from the other. So shor is not like maveh. What the Mishnah is saying is that regel, trampling, is not like maveh, which is shein, which is eating. V'lo rei maveh karei ashor, and not vice versa. And the Rav points out, like the Gemara says, because regel, it's hezeka motzoi. It's common that an animal tramples. It's not as common that an animal will go into someone's property and eat their food. And on the other tzad, maybe you'd only say that mava, which is shein, is chai, because it has hana. But maybe regel, where it's just trampling, it doesn't really have hana. And that's why we need to say both. And also both of these are dealing with something that's alive, an animal, which is not like fire, that's not alive. So I wouldn't learn fire from it. And all of these, they all have characteristics that they go out and cause damage. But a boar is stationary. It only causes damage when something comes to it. Maybe that the owner wouldn't be chayiv. That's why the Torah has to write a boar. Now, the Gemara does say there is a way to learn out through a tzad hashava. You don't need all four. But lahagdil Torah ladira, the Torah speaks about all the different pratim. And the Rav points out that there are halachas that we learn from all the different pratim. He speaks about them here, but we'll learn them as we go along. Bezes Hashem. Hatzad hashava shebehen shedarkin lahazik ushmirasan alecha. The tzad hashava of all of these is that all of them, it's the derech that they would cause damage, and a person is responsible to watch them. And therefore, anything that's similar to that, even if it's not exactly the same, a person is chayiv for. Ukshehizik chov hamazik l'shalom tashlumin nezek b'mei tavaretz. And in all of these, and in anything similar to this, when they cause damage, the mazik, it's a lashon chov, which is an interesting lashon, that's a lashon, mefarshim say, that the Tana was a Yerushalmi, that's the Lashon of a Yerushalmi. Chov ha-mazik l'shalom tashlumei nezek b'mei tavaretz. That means that the mazik has to pay with the best of the land. That's iddis. That's only if he doesn't want to pay with metatulin. In other words, when a person's sure damages somebody and he has to pay nezek, he can always choose to pay metatulin. And if he doesn't want to pay metatulin, he has a choice of paying karka, land, but karka is sometimes annoying because you can only, if you're the person that got damaged, have access to karka by going there. It's not as convenient to travel. So that's one of the reasons why if you do pay karka, you have to pay b'mei tavaretz with iddis. Even though there are other types of land that aren't as high quality land, it's still going to be worth the same because there's just more of it. But really, like we learned in Gittin, that people would still rather have iddis, even if it's the same value as beninus or ziburus, of lesser value land. But when you do pay with metaltalin, that you can pay with anything, the Rab points out. And this is dafka by nezikin. But the halachas are obviously different, like the Rab points out. If a person is a baal chov, or he's paying somebody for a job that they did, that's a whole different ballgame, and the halachas are different over there.